Teaching English Today, The Four Seas and Beyond by Louise Carlton-Gertsch is powered by Ernst Klett Sprachen, der Verlag für modernes Fremdsprachenlernen in Schule, Ausbildung, Universität und Erwachsenenbildung. Sprachenlernen fürs Leben.
Hello and welcome to Teaching English Today, The Four Seas and Beyond. A podcast in which we'll be looking at ways to help students of English develop important skills for the 21st century. I'm your host, Louise Carlton-Gertsch. You're probably all familiar with the idea of hackathons, where people come together to collaborate, endeavour to solve a problem or experiment with ideas, all over a relatively short period of time. It often happens in the software space. But what would happen if a group of students came together from different schools to work on ideas about the school of the future at a similar type of event? This is exactly what happened this summer in Coburg. I recently visited the school where one of the initiators, Ursula Kick-Bandlau, is head teacher to find out more about this project and, importantly, which 21st century skills are required to make an event like this work. In addition, we spent time talking about how 21st century skills are integrated into life at her school, as well as an idea she put into practice in her English conversation classroom. Today, it's wonderful to have Ursula Kick-Bandlau here with me. She's head teacher at the Gymnasium Casimirianum in Coburg. Thanks so much for joining me, Ursula. I'm really looking forward to our chat.
Thank you very much.
So I'm here today to find out a little bit about the Creators Camp, this project that you initiated or co-initiated. What was actually behind this?
It was a project organized by a group of people whose intention it was to make pupils think about the school they have now and the school of the future. And what we wanted is to listen to the ideas of the students, not of teachers, not of organizers, not of administrators, but of students, of pupils. So there were two head teachers, myself and the head teacher of Arnold Gymnasium, and there were the representatives of the Coburg Office of Economic Development, Die Wirtschaftsförderung. Then there was the local TV station, NEC TV, who really, really supported us and initiated the whole project. And most important, probably, is Zukunft Coburg Digital. And that's an institution that promotes young startups, that provides a creator's space, Careerpolis, and the chance for young startups, for young enterprises to find co-working space facilities where they can actually start their companies. And of course, we had several sponsors who supported us financially, otherwise it wouldn't have been possible.
So how did you get the students?
Well, we talked about the whole idea for a very long time because the pandemic interrupted us more or less. So we couldn't do it as we had planned it. First of all, we had to postpone it several times. And eventually we decided to advertise for it in our local area. So we invited pupils from all the Gymnasien in Landkreis Coburg in our area and the Fachhochschule, students between from year 9 to year 12. And chose 30 of them. And those 30 students worked together in 6 groups. And they had to pick the groups themselves according to the 2 topics that we gave them. And the 2 topics were the school of the future, create the school of the future, and with 2 main ideas. Where would you like to study in the future and when? Where and when would you like to study in the future? And the second aspect was what and how would you like to study in the future? So it was all about time and place on the one hand and methods and curricula on the other hand.
Did the students come with preset ideas? So had they known about this in advance and then kind of developed ideas before they came?
They did know that in advance, but they hadn't developed ideas. We told them not to because, of course, what we wanted was the collaboration, the true collaboration of students from 6 different schools. We didn't want a competition between the schools. Mm-hmm. We wanted mixed groups in order to create new ideas.
So how long did it last?
It lasted 2 days from Friday morning until Saturday evening. And We had organized coaches and mentors as well from companies, from young startups, from groups of people who were working at the Digitale Manufaktur in Rudental. And they were able to use all kinds of digital programs. They were able to use design thinking processes. They could use Lego, which we thought was a great idea. Eventually, they didn't use them at all. Nobody was interested in Lego. It was more Minecraft that they liked, and digital programs and 3D printers, NFC chips and stuff like that.
What were they using all these things for? What ideas did they come up with?
The task they had was to draw up a project in their group that they should present in a pitch at the end of the second day.
It's a very work-oriented idea, isn't it?
Absolutely. And they were able to work until 10 in the evening and start again at 8 in the morning. So it was quite a long process. After a period of input that we gave them on the methods that were on offer and some ideas about 21st century skills, they started working. First of all, they chose the groups according to the topics they wanted to work on. And then they started working with the help of all those mentors and coaches. At the end of the two-day period, there was a high-quality jury with CEOs and representative of local companies and of the Digitale Manufaktur who chose the winners. From the six groups, two winners were chosen. One winner in the group, Where and When, Would You Like to Learn? And one winner in the group, What and How? Would you like to study? But it was very hard for the jury to decide because all the six projects were very interesting and fascinating. And so the jury decided to honor projects that could perhaps be put into practice. We wanted to give the students a long-term project and the idea that they could continue working afterwards.
So you really wanted to put some elements of the ideas into practice, which I think is amazing. But of course, what we all want to know now, Oshi, is which ones did you decide on and why?
Well, there were two main projects. And the first one is called How To. And that is a website they created where companies can offer projects for school, for students, and pupils can decide which projects they would like to choose. And it's all about life skills. It's all about things like outside the regular curriculum, like questions on tax or rent or insurances or first aid courses or all those things that are not contained in our curricula.
So real life skills.
Real life skills, absolutely. So How To, that's the first project. Okay. And the second project is called Learn At Your Own Pace. It's an app they created with which pupils can decide when to attend lessons and when to study alone, individually, at their own pace. It sounds a bit utopian, to be honest, because, of course, their idea is that they can choose every single lesson that they want to drop. Of course, teachers would say, oh, no. That's absolutely, that's not really possible. So I think we'll have to work a bit on that and to find a structure in which it is possible. But I mean, the lockdown has taught us that lots of ways of teaching and learning are possible, more than we thought of in the past. So it might be a great idea that, for example, a teacher who teaches four lessons a week can decide about which lessons he wants to have with the presence of the students and which lessons can be used for individual studying, for exercises, for practicing, and that can be done by the students at home.
I think for me, the really fascinating thing is that you're giving students agency and you're saying to them, you know, we're interested in your ideas, and then being given free rein to do, to come up with creative solutions. And what's even more exciting is that you're then saying to them, and what's more, we're going to actually try and put some of these ideas into practice. So they really feel that these ideas are being taken seriously.
In all the projects, it was obvious that students want to contribute their ideas. They want to have a say in what they do and how they learn. And they are not not at all uninterested or they don't, it's not the fact that they don't care about things. They really, really want to contribute. And that really fascinated me a lot. Because sometimes you talk about the young generation as being indifferent, and they are not.
So obviously it wasn't like a normal Friday at school, and the fact that they were motivated to come in on a Saturday on top, I think is quite impressive. So what this was all about was creative thinking. Obviously that was the one of the 21st century skills that was right at the fore. But which other ones would you say were really needed, and did the students actually have to integrate?
Well, first of all, it was communication. 30 kids from six schools who didn't know each other at all. They had to form groups, find partners, talk and exchange ideas with people they'd never met before. So that was, they really needed communication strategies. Collaboration. They had to work together in absolutely new groups. They all had one goal. In order to reach that goal, they needed to collaborate, and they also collaborated not only with other students, but also with professionals, which created a very productive atmosphere. Creativity, of course, that was the main thing, the full school of the future. No limits, no boundaries. They came up with great new ideas, and it was fantastic to watch them work and you know, the creative process going on in their heads. It was great. Critical thinking, of course, they first had to decide about what they don't like in our system.
Right.
And then what was wrong in our system? How can we improve it according to our own ideas? So the critical evaluation, the examination of what's going on, what's supposed to be going on, was important. And then the analysis of their new ideas. Do we really want that? Do we all want the same? Is it doable? Is it feasible? What is realistic and yet progressive enough? So this critical thinking was really, really important. But of course, other things like problem solving, technology skills, digital literacy was very important. Perseverance.
Yes.
I mean, you always arrive at a point when you think, oh my God, where is this going? You know, it's not always easy. Don't get lost in your ideas. But there were always coaches there that they could ask, that they could turn to and find help, where they could find help. And of course, social skills. Flexibility, initiative, leadership.
So why do you think leadership was so important?
Well, just imagine six people who've decided to join a project. They are usually the ones who are interested and motivated. And very often there are several leaders in a group. So they have to decide who does the pitch at the end, who presents things, who is the more digitally minded, who is the more communication minded person. So leadership definitely is an important aspect for the students as well.
I think it's fascinating to see how much freedom they had. And when they're normally at school, they're given a task, they have to fulfill the task. They don't have this leeway to be as free as perhaps they were in this project. How did the students cope with that? Wasn't it a bit difficult for them at the beginning?
I think it was at the beginning, and they looked a bit worried when they arrived, but the ice broke very easily, very quickly. And the one expression that I think describes the whole thing is think outside the box. So in a school group, in a normal classroom situation, you know the role that each of the other students has in your community, whereas there, nobody knew what the other people were like, what kind of personalities they would find there. So think outside the box was not only necessary for the contents, but also for the process of group work, for the process of collaboration. And that's what really, really fascinated me.
I think it's an amazing real-life experience. Obviously, you can see that 21st century skills are important for you and your school, having initiated this project with other people. What role do 21st century skills play in your school in everyday life?
Well, we try to integrate them in our teaching, of course, mm-hmm. in our everyday classroom situations. But we also do a lot of extracurricular activities in order to enable the students to practice those 21st century skills. So we are involved in several school pilot projects like Digitale Schule der Zukunft, Prüfungskultur Innovativ, etc., where we work, we've been working with Bring Your Own Device for 10 years, so all the students have digital devices with them. We always stress the media and digital literacy of our students. We develop new and creative formats of testing in Prüfungskultur Innovativ, so Leistungsnachweise, in which the pupils must use their computers or tablets. Or we have done podcasts in English as a Leistungsnachweis, you know that. And those new formats of Leistungsnachweise are being assessed and contribute towards the pupils' marks. So it's actually integrated in our teaching. We've had Erasmus projects for over 10 years. We have a group of six schools, Europe, all over Europe, that we travel to, that we work with, and we've done several projects with them. We are Umweltschule, so we teach a lot of extracurricular things where the students learn social skills as well. And we place great emphasis on collaboration and on communication. We do a lot of conversation classes also in English or in French. We have debate classes and rhetoric seminars, etc. So I think we try and integrate it into our teaching, but also into life at school, because I truly believe in the fact that a student is a personality and not just an academic being. It's not only about marks and teaching and learning and studying and grinding. It's about developing the personality of the student.
I think Erasmus projects are really fantastic, aren't they? I mean, it's not only the collaborative aspect, it's this across borders, this working with people from other cultures that's so important in the world today. So can you tell me a little bit more about one of the Erasmus projects that you've done?
It all started with a first project that was called Gender Roles, Traveling Through Time and Place, a traveling exhibition. So we created an exhibition in, at the time it was five countries in five schools, where we compared the development of gender roles and the particular issues that came up in every country. Then we had a project about generations of families, where we compared family life over the last century, basically. The project that we have at the moment is called Building Up Our Common Future, Dreaming the World of Tomorrow. And that is also a very holistic topic, actually, because it includes sustainability, the environment, but also the future and the ideas students have about the future. Mm-hmm. We have, even this year, we have already had a trip to Madrid, and we've been to Rome with the students. And the next trip then is to Luxembourg and to Belgium and to Sweden. And next year in May, all those students are coming to our place here. And we have already invited you to work with us. So we use the energy that you have put into a lot of our projects with your work, which we're very grateful for. And then we'll do 21st century skills again with all those students from six different countries.
When we were chatting before, you were telling me a little bit about what you've been doing with your English class, your English conversation class. And I thought this was really a lovely idea. So what are you doing with your visitors from the UK when they come next week?
Okay. We... next week, our partner school from England, from London, is coming for a visit, and they arrive on the Sunday. So on Monday, we'll give them a guided tour through Coburg, but not with a professional guide. But my conversation class has created a tour with four different guides that are taking small groups of five students from one place to the other, where they then find other students of mine who tell them about the sites. So they'll get an insight into Coburg as a city and into our school as well. And our students, there are 14 people in my conversation class, had to prepare the talks. They had to find details about the sites. They had to do it in English. They had to create the tour. They are going to have to give the English students the chance to taste something very special, the Coburger Schmätzchen, which is a special biscuit. So it's a tour done by students for students, and it doesn't cost anything, and it's a great experience for everybody, and I'm going to assess them for what they do. And that's part of their conversation class mark in the end. So it's a real life project, and that's what students often don't like, that it's always so theoretical what mm-hmm. we do, whereas this really has a real life purpose.
Fantastic. And just one final question. Can you envisage doing the Creators Camp again?
Everybody wants to do it again. Mm-hmm. All the students. You should have seen the students and the glow in their eyes when they came out. So everybody wants to continue. That's the project of the Creators Camp. But we will also continue with the ideas. So we've already chosen another project out of the 6 projects that we are going to put into practice at my school, because there's a group of our students, 6 or 7 of them, who had a project called Design Your Own Classroom. So we are going to refurbish several rooms at our school. Okay. And the students will be allowed to have a say, to participate in the process of choosing colors, of choosing furniture, of choosing new ideas of places where to work, etc. So that is another way of continuing the Creators Camp, which the students are very happy about. But of course, we try to do it again next year for another set of students. If we find the sponsors, if the location can be used again. So we have a first meeting in November.
Well, I certainly look forward to visiting you at some point and seeing what the students have come up with. Thank you so much for joining me here today, Oshi. It's been a real pleasure talking to you and finding out about all these exciting projects that you've been putting into practice both at your school and together with the Creators Camp. Wishing you all the very best for what's to come. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me.
As we can see from these ideas, there's a lot of scope for including 21st century skills in the curriculum. Admittedly, projects such as the Creators Camp are very complex and involve a great deal of support from outside organisations and sponsors. But at the same time, we can see how students are inspired when they're given free rein to develop their creative ideas, work together towards a common goal, apply critical thinking and reasoning, use their communication skills to work together and deliver a pitch, use leadership skills, and not give up, but keep trying even when the going gets tough. We could also see the power of knowing that their ideas were being heard and taken seriously. But these skills can also be honed in smaller projects that allow students to use them in real-life situations. I'm excited to learn about what's going on in schools around Germany and in other countries, how you're integrating 21st century skills into your daily life at school. So why not get in contact and tell me what you're doing. Thanks for listening.
Teaching English Today, The 4 Cs and Beyond by Louise Carlton-Gerch was brought to you by Ernst Klett Sprachen, der Verlag für modernes Fremdsprachenlernen in Schule, Ausbildung, Universität und Erwachsenenbildung. Sprachenlernen fürs Leben.